If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Show on TV, giving you all the celebrity and entertainment 411 you've been waiting while keeping it all 100. But wait a minute, hold on, I think I hear my homies on the West Coast hitting us up. Heidi, Frankie, Chewy, what's up, Pippin?
What's up, y'all?
Okay, as you can see, our homegirl Portia is out today, but it's all good in the hood because we got this. Now, also, as you can see, we look and sound a little different today because we giving you another Dish Nation Countdown.
Woo, baby!
Yeah. This one is the craziest celebrity moments of the 90s, y'all, and it's about to be the bomb.
What do people think of what Heidi looks like right now? Everybody comment on what Heidi looks like right now. You got to give it up for her 90s look right now.
Oh,
look at
what?
That. Like Gwen Stefani is in the studio.
I mean, it's like she's here. It's like Gwen Stefani is here.
Are you
a
hollaback girl?
It's no doubt.
I thought you weren't no hollaback girl.
No, I'm not your hollaback. I ain't your hollaback
girl. And obviously, I forgot it was the 90s, so I'm using my face mask on my head now. Looks like I'm putting on a facial mask for the evening. Who else dressed in the 90s today? Oh. How you looking, Chewy? Who'd you dress like?
I'm doing my grunge thing, bro. Grunge. Totally 90s grunge.
The flannel.
Yep.
All right, y'all. So let's get this countdown going and represent.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna slide it on over to my homeboy, Chewy. What's up? Kick that thing off.
What's up, Brad? Okay, coming in right under the wire, kicking this countdown off at number 10, we have the official bad boy for life, Puff Daddy, and his girlfriend at the time, Jennifer Lopez, a.k.a. Jenny from the Block. Yo, I remember this story, and it was lit. The tour kicking off, celebrating Diddy's artist, Shine's album, and before you knew it, Diddy got into a scuffle with a club goer, and a fight broke out, and then gunshots were fired in the air. Wow, three people were injured.
Diddy
and J-Lo fled the scene like Batman and Robin, but were pulled over by the cops, and the cops found a stolen gun in the car. And before you knew it, the two superstars were in handcuffs, and the situation was bad, y'all. And even Diddy, Puff Daddy changed his name to Diddy, and it was crazy. I remember this story being all over the news, especially MTV. But yo, Gary, Jennifer Lopez split up with Diddy right after this incident. Yo, would you do that with your man? Would you break up with your man after one crazy night, Gary?
No, never, honey. How dare she? That goes to show you that she is not around the way, girl. You're supposed to stand by your man, honey, through thick and thin. And she left, honey, after he already made her stop because nobody knew who in the hell she was until she was with Diddy. And then she left him like, honey, yesterday's stale bread.
Yes, they were.
Well, who here was relieved? Because, you know, Puff Daddy had tons of male fans. I know head crack. Along with myself, you're probably relieved when he changed his name that I don't have to call him Daddy anymore. I call him Diddy.
Moving on to number 9, we have Ellen DeGeneres. Her and I have a couple things in common, not just our hairstyles. her sitcom Ellen was canceled after her character came out as gay in the episode they called the puppy episode. Now, believe it or not, it was the first time that somebody on a major sitcom had done this. Also, 2 weeks prior to this episode airing, Ellen herself came out on the cover of Time magazine and said, "Yup, I'm gay." I had that cover on my bedroom wall, by the way. It's true. Okay, so this time it was just a little too much for everyone to take because it caused her show to lose major sponsorships, and her viewers were upset about the network airing the episode. And unfortunately, the Ellen sitcom came to a year to an end just a year after that coming out episode, and that was all the way back in 1998.
She is very brave, but she also knew exactly what was going to happen because that particular episode had a code name called Puppy Episode. You like puppies, and she likes puppies, and you have other things in common. Is puppy like a weird code word for this kind of situation?
I think it was her way of letting America know that she likes those puppies.
She likes them puppies?
She likes these puppies.
She likes these puppies.
I mean, these puppies. Oh, okay. My puppies, her puppies.
Give me them puppies.
Her puppies.
Oh, hush puppies. Okay, sliding in at number 8, we have one of my favorites, the Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee sex tape.
Is that what? Wait a second. Sliding in.
Yes, we are. Most people don't know that Tommy and Pamela, they eloped within 96 hours of meeting each other.
Whoa. I did not know.
And look at them today. Never mind.
But, it's not a good idea.
But anyway, the couple's home was burglarized in 1995 by a disgruntled worker. But check this out. They didn't know that their house had been broken into until the sex tape was revealed and it was going around. They're like, wait a second, that's in the safe.
And
they went over and checked it out and it was gone.
Oh my God.
And just a little history lesson for all the kids watching. Yes, you wouldn't have the Kardashians if it wouldn't have been for Pamela and Tommy.
Right.
They were the original, the OG sex tape that started it all.
That's true.
Yeah. They were the super OG OGs of the sex tapes. But yo, head crack. Was this tape everything you'd imagine it to be? Have you ever seen it? Have you ever watched it?
Truly, let me tell you something. When this tape dropped, dial-up speed was a lot slower back then. So, you know, you had to download it off of a site like Kazaa, which would take all night back in the 90s.
Wow.
I think the file was like 400 megabytes, 200 per boob. It left a little bit more to be desired, limited angles. These people were not professional directors.
But anyway, baby, coming in, honey, at number 7, honey, the original entanglement, honey, Hugh Grant and Miss Divine Brown, baby. But yes, bitch, yes, bitch, in 1995, honey, was y'all caught slipping on Hollywood Sunset Boulevard, baby, soliciting prostitute Divine Brown, honey, while dating this actress Elizabeth Hurley, y'all. Now, he only paid Divine, y'all, measly $60, that tight bastard, honey, and he paid that for oral sex, honey, as much as oral sex costs these days, honey, and it was a mess, honey. Everybody was laughing, y'all, at Hugh, but, honey, this was a major come-up, honey, for Miss Divine Brown, baby, because this girl made about $1.6 million, honey, from TV appearances, and, y'all, she brought a 4-bedroom house in Beverly Hills, bitch. Take note.
This question right here is for everybody. Why would a star of this caliber pick up a streetwalker on Sunset, y'all? Like, tell me, of all places, why here?
He needed excitement. He needed excitement. He's Hugh Grant at the time. At the time, he could have gotten any woman. He was in all these movies
as
charming, likable, lovable.
The thing was, he wanted to get somebody who was going to keep her mouth shut with the irony. With the irony.
That's very irony. That's why he got somebody black, because hopefully she didn't know what white man he was.
Whoa. She didn't tell anybody about this. He was busted by somebody else who busted them together.
Yeah.
I mean, they got pulled over and they were in the car together. Yeah. She didn't run and tell the tabloids.
Why not just say, this is my girlfriend? Why are you saying
it's Hugh Grant and he was dating Elizabeth Hurley at the time.
Yeah.
So we know it's not his girlfriend.
Right.
And we know she's the lady of the night. She was on the street.
And I feel like $60 is not that much for that.
It's about that's price right. That's price right.
No, it's not. That's not the going rate.
Is there a sliding scale on this?
That's how much Chewy charges.
No, I charge more. I charge more, baby. I charge more. I charge way more.
Damn, Chewy.
After the break, we're still here kicking it and counting down the craziest moments of the 90s. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, moving on with our craziest celebrity moments of the 90s. Number 6 is your queen, Gary, darling, the ultimate diva, Miss Diana Ross.
Yes, Miss Ross, come through, Miss Ross, come through.
Okay.
Yes.
Honey, as she was coming out in September of 1999, she was at Heathrow Airport in London when she was arrested for allegedly assaulting a female security officer. And what had happened was. The security guard was doing a body search when Diana accused the lady of touching her boob. Touching her breast, okay? Oh. Diana supposedly touched the officer's breast in return, saying, "How do you like it?" doing that, y'all, she ended up detained for 4 hours, but not charged with anything. So, Gary, why don't you give us your best Miss Ross, darling, and read what she had to say to reporters.
Let me fluff my hair. I'm absolutely furious. Do you know when they search you, they actually touch your breast? It's disgraceful. They wouldn't touch a man's penis, would they?
Oh, that's wonderful, Gary. Well, it's like Gary. She's here. It's uncanny.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Well, this happened just a couple of weeks after the MTV Awards where Diana jiggled Lil' Kim's boob. Y'all remember that?
Remember that.
That was the best.
Do y'all think Miss Ross was just, like, obsessed with the boob thing since that happened to her?
I would look at it as a rite of passage, like the same way people go on the Apollo and rub the log. Like, you know, if I had boobs and Diana Ross touched them, I would think I would have good fortune for the rest of the year.
For luck, yeah.
Okay, number 5 on the list involves 5 fingers.
Oh, wow.
Okay. In like a clenched form, and I'm talking about Pee Wee Herman. By 1991, Pee Wee was a pop culture icon.
Yeah, he was everywhere,
Pee Wee even had a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In July of 1991, Pee Wee, a.k.a. Paul Rubens, was arrested for indecent exposure after pleasuring himself in an adult movie theater in Sarasota, Florida. He ended up pleading no contest, but this scandal pretty much derailed his career. And get this, that wasn't even his first arrest at an adult theater. In 1971, 19-year-old Pee Wee was arrested for loitering outside an adult theater.
Well, he really has
He's in the same county, too. He loves Sarasota.
He has a type.
Pee Wee Herman was kind of like Mr. Rogers then. So if this hadn't happened to him, do you think when they did the movie of Pee Wee Herman that Tom Hanks would have played Pee Wee Herman in that movie?
Ooh. One day I just started... And I was in Sarasota, and then I was jerked.
Beautiful. Oh, man, if he was making those sounds, that was a dead giveaway.
Now, here's a story we could really sink our teeth into. Coming in at number 4, it was June of 1997. The boxing world was ready for one of the biggest rematches of all time. It was between Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. Woo! And, you know, Holyfield won their first fight back in 96. Now, in the third round, after being repeatedly headbutted, Tyson bit a 1-inch piece out of Holyfield's right ear and spat it out on the floor. Because, you know, why not, right? Believe it or not, Tyson was not disqualified yet, and the fight continued. Why? Because Holyfield is also a G, and he knew what he was doing. After they both retired, Tyson apologized, and they became friends. But it is very difficult for Holyfield to put his little mask on these days.
I was actually at this fight, and I was sitting pretty close, but you couldn't see that happen. But it was crazy, like the reaction and the people went crazy. And I do believe Holyfield has his ear back because they found that piece and stitched it back on.
Crack, after hearing you tell that story, Head Crack, I didn't realize that Holyfield had been headbutting him. I always thought Holyfield was the victim in this. I mean, he kind of was, but if he's headbutting the entire time, that's illegal boxing moves.
He was
not
headbutting.
You tell dogs and cats not to bite each other, but you feel like you probably wouldn't have to tell this to boxers, though, right?
But you don't think you have to tell a grown man, hey, Mike, hey, remember, no bite.
Mike, you'll eat it. He eats everything.
See? They told you years ago.
Baby, we got the top 3 90s craziest celebrity moments, honey, coming up. And they are juicy, baby, so you don't want to go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, moving this train right along. One of my favorites. I remember it like it was yesterday. Coming in at number 3 on the list of craziest celebrity moments of the 90s. It's my girl, Julia Roberts. And now one of her famous roles was playing a runaway bride. And that was back in the 90s, of course. And it was 8 years before all of this happened. Before she did the movie, some real crazy things happened in her real life. For instance, Julia Roberts was engaged to Kiefer Sutherland, was getting ready to marry him, then did not show up at the wedding. wedding to Kiefer Sutherland, and instead she ran off to Ireland with his best friend, Jason Patrick.
Ooh, oh, my damn. God.
You guys remember that?
I mean, I vaguely remember that.
Me too. Oh, it was juicy. It was like, wait,
but then
what?
I thought she was America's sweetheart. That she had, like, she left another guy for Kiefer.
Oh, she was with Dylan McDermott, and she left Dylan McDermott for when she did Flatliner. She met Kiefer Sutherland, and she fell in love with Kiefer Sutherland, so left Dylan McDermott for him, and then got with Kiefer Sutherland, fell in love with Jason Patrick.
So basically, if you did a movie with Julia Roberts in the 90s, you're probably going to hook up with it. You know, I heard she did a three-way with Sally Field and Dolly Parton after Steel Magnolias.
I would rather have 30 minutes of wonderful than a lifetime of nothing special.
That's what I remember.
Drink your juice, Shelby.
All right, y'all, moving on. Coming in at number two on the list is Robert Downey Jr. in 1996, y'all. He was arrested for wandering into a neighbor's home, probably thinking it was his own, probably drunk or high, and climbing into a bed, falling asleep. And then, y'all, that same year, he also was arrested for driving naked under the influence, with a gun in the car, and for possession of drugs like heroin and cocaine. Now, Gary.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Gary, what would you have done if you woke up to Robert Downey Jr. in your bed?
I would ask him to hold his hand and ask him if we could pray together, honey, because we definitely would need to pray.
Is that what you call it now, Gary? Get on your knees. Robert Downey Jr., get on your knees. We're going to pray.
We're going to pray together. Yeah. Yes, honey. Yeah. We're not going to let the blood flow right now, honey. Just let's pray together. Then the blood could flow. Ooh. Yes.
So wandering into a random house is something you would do, like falling asleep. That absolutely sounds like something you would have done before.
Yes.
So whose house would you have ended up in? I'm curious.
Well, I've never revealed this publicly, but Justin Bieber's mother is my neighbor.
No.
So there's a good chance that I could walk into, you know, old lady Bieber's house
and pass out
in Justin's bed. And she'd be like, oh, Justin, he must be drunk again. Because we look so much alike, me and Justin.
You
probably
really
could have got away with it.
Especially today. Yeah, you look so much like him.
Yeah, well, regardless of all this happening, Robert definitely turned his life around is now part of a multi-billion dollar franchise that we know as Iron Man and, of course, the Avengers movies. So, Robert, yo, man, you turned your life around. Bro. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
The glow up is real, baby.
Yes.
Anything is possible.
All right, then, honey. Well, y'all want to find out who has the number one spot on the list? Now, you may be shocked, but we're going to find out when we come right back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, as we continue on, coming in at number one. R.I.P. to the late, great Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yes.
She used to be on these records spitting hot fire.
Yes.
She even got one in with the B.R.A.T. one time. Big ups, big ups. Listen, she was part of the hottest group of the 90s TLC, but she was also a firecracker in a relationship with Atlanta Falcons football player Andre Rison. Now, back in the early morning hours of June 9th, 1994, reportedly Lisa was furious because Andre copped a whole bunch of pairs of sneakers and didn't buy none for her. So she decided to light those sneakers on fire in the bathtub and let the house burn down too. And she also smashed some of his cars, allegedly, as well.
Yes.
Now, Chewy, yo, you couldn't escape this incident. It was everywhere. What was running through your mind when you saw this pop off?
I remember at the time when I was in middle school. I was in seventh grade, and I remember all the girls at my middle school talking about, yo, don't make me burn your house down like Lisa did Rising.
Oh, all right. Nah.
And I remember seeing this, and I remember seeing this all over MTV, and I remember she had a real big tattoo on her arm for Andre Rising. She had, like, a falcon because he played for the Atlanta Falcons, and she covered it up. She had that tattoo covered up, so you know it was over. It was done. It was a wrap.
Now, Frank, whether it was love or intimidation, Andre would actually end up back with her. Could you be with a woman after burning your crib down?
Well, it's crazy. I think I have the crazy woman radar because of TLC.
Yeah.
Lisa Left Eye was like my favorite of the group. I was like, I love her. Might have been the condom over the eye that made her look crazy. But still, when I have a woman come over, I lay out lighters and I hide the fire extinguishers. I'm like, are we going to be together forever or not? Because you got to show me you're nuts. Actually, no. Actually, that's Gary's line.
Crazy.
You got to show me you're crazy. Don't show me you're nuts.
Damn. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.